Don't blow your top, or it's only fiction. Composed and taped by Olive Whiteman. There was a man who went to sleep and dreamed that he had gone to sleep, and in this dream he went to sleep and dreamed that he had gone to sleep, and in that dream he went to sleep and dreamed that he had gone to sleep. So this went on to 94. He didn't want to dream no more, and so he tried his dreams to break, so he might suddenly awake. For all inside one dream, no more, he dreamed he went to sleep fourscore. And then some, when he tried to wake, he found his dreams he couldn't break, except by waking once each time he dreamed. They followed in a line. So one by one, each sleep he broke, and dreamed it was a funny joke. But every time, each dream he broke, he found that he was not awoke. Till finally, the count he'd lost, and on his bed he turned and tossed, knowing that he must awake in order, and each dream must break. He went on dreaming, he awoke. He tried to speak, no words he spoke. So knew that he was not awake, and went on dreaming dreams to break. Outside his window, for 'twas spring, the little birds began to sing. But he went on his dreams to break, until he could be wide awake, and then his wife, his arm did shake, and wondered why he would not wake. She pulled him down upon the floor, but he dreamed on, began to snore. She poured ice water from a gourd upon him, but he louder snored. So she gave up, she gave a moan, and got the doctor on the phone. He said he'd come, but didn't know, whatever made a man sleep so. The doctor opened his new bag. For hours he tried each well-known trick. The man would not come awake. He really slept. That was no fake. The wife was plunged into a despair. She wailed aloud and tore her hair. Then down the evening shadows crept, but still her man dreamt on and slept. The doctor sank into the glums and started twiddling of his thumbs. Were there some things he didn't learn while as a hospital intern? Had he missed out on some vague chapter or learned it but could not recapture? Then as the midnight hour drew near, the doctor turned in sudden fear, for now the man had lost his color and wore that awful ghastly pallor. He took the man's hand, felt his pulse, turned to the wife to give results, folded the arms across the breast. No need to tell, you know the rest. The moral is, if you should sleep, and in your dreams should fall asleep, don't take the dream as one big joke, but start to pinch and jab and poke, then pull your hair, roll out of bed, and slap your face and bang your head. But do not try to hold your breath. That poor man dreamed himself to death.